Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. Quote, in the volatility of today's economy, rural communities across the country are clamoring for development strategies that create jobs, businesses, and community wealth. Although nearly every town and village, county, and countryside is hitching its future to the notion that it can compete in the new global economy, few are clear on the pathway to that success. Close quote. The Carsey Institute from the University of New Hampshire weighs in on this issue. They contend that in the past, much of rural economic development relied on the use of natural resources or recruiting industry, often marketing cheap land and labor as community assets. In an era of global competition, those old approaches no longer work. There isn't an elected official today that doesn't list economic development as one of their top priorities. But what does that really mean? It actually means different things to different people. But one thing is consistent with areas that have successfully bridged their old and new economies. Innovation and innovative thinking have been the hallmark of rural America's ability to garner its share of the global economy. It depends on old firms to do new things in new ways, its workers to capitalize on their knowledge, creativity, and skills, its educational institutions to teach the skills that are needed to be competitive, and its citizens to be connected to the larger world through technology. Entire nations are betting their futures on policies that promise wealth from educating and attracting citizens who are able to work smarter and learn faster. We must do the same. Carsey says our economic development strategies need to include business incubators, organized industry networks, and brokers operating between businesses and sources of specialized technical assistance, including workforce training. That includes innovative thinking and entrepreneurship in the foundations of that training. Economic development necessitates investments in developing that competitive workforce to meet the needs of business and industry in the 21st century. I applaud the current willingness of College of the Redwoods, Humboldt State University, and the local K-12 community to work in partnership with local businesses to chart these new directions. Humboldt County's economic development plan was recently developed and adopted with over 400 local businesses at the table providing direction for this work. That's the way it should be. The plan is now in place. Let's get on with the work. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.